The American Civil War, 美国内战。Firstly, let's look at the causes of American Civil War. The root reason of the war is because of the different economic systems between the South and the North. At that time, the economic system of the North was capitalist economic system, while the South was plantation economic system, which meant an unavoidable war.
美国内战的一个根本原因是因为南北经济体制的不同。当时美国北方的经济体制是资本主义经济体制，而南方是种植园经济体制，这便意味着一场不可避免的战争。
After obtaining the western land, the North proposed to determine the new state as a free state. Southern slaveholders strove hard to expand slavery to the West and promoted New Jersey as a slave state. With American territorial expansion, the friction of the North and the South became much more fierce.
在获得西部土地后，北方提议确立新州为自由州，而南方奴隶主则努力将奴隶制扩展到西部，并且将新泽西作为蓄奴州。随着美国领土扩张，南北之间的摩擦变得愈发激烈。
In 1854, in the North, the Republican Party was established. In the same year, an armed struggle of that the Southern slaveholders were against the Western farmers and immigrants from the free state break out in Kansas.In 1857, slaveholders attempt to expand slavery to the entire territory of the United States. This led to the John Brown Uprising.
1854年在北方共和党成立，同年一场南方奴隶主反对西部农民和来自自由州的移民的武装斗争在堪萨斯爆发。1857年，奴隶主试图将奴隶制扩展到美国的整个领土。这导致了约翰·布朗起义。
One important reason of civil war is a famous novel, Uncle Tom's Cabin, written by Harriet Beecher Stowe. This novel gave a fairly accurate picture of Southern plantation life. The story is dominated by a single theme, the evil and immorality of slavery. It depicted life of African Americans under slavery.It energized anti-slavery forces in the American North, while provoking widespread anger in the South. Public feelings against slavery was increased by this novel, and it was considered a touch of the American Civil War.
内战一个重要的原因呢，是由于这个著名的小说《汤姆叔叔的小屋》。这部小说对南方种植园生活有着相当准确的描述，而且呢，它的故事只有一个主题，那就是奴隶制的邪恶和不道德。它描绘了非洲裔美国人在奴隶制下的生活，它激发了美国北方的反奴隶制力量，同时也在南方激起了广泛的愤怒。这部小说增强了公众对奴隶制的反对情绪，并被认为引发了美国内战。
The direct cause of the Civil War was the election of Abraham Lincoln as president. In 1860, Abraham Lincoln was elected as American president. Lincoln was a Republican and represented interests of the Northern capitalists. So, this election annoyed the South.
内战的直接原因呢，还是因为林肯当选为美国的总统。1860年 ，Abraham Lincoln 他被选为美国总统。那林肯呢？他是共和党人，代表的也是北方资本家的利益，所以这次选举惹恼了南方。
After Democratic Party failed in election, the Southern states broke away and established a rebel government, the Confederate States of America, on February 9th.1861, but Abraham Lincoln's priority is to keep the United States as one country, while freedom for black people was a secondary objective. The Civil War broke out on April the 12th, 1861.
President Abraham Lincoln won support for the Union at home and abroad by making the war a just war against slavery. He issued the famous Emancipation Proclamation. Thus, England and France stood by the Union side, and many blacks joined the Union Army.
民主党在选举中失败后，南方各州于1861年2月9日脱离联邦，成立了一个反叛政府，美利坚联合国联盟国。1861年4月12日，内战爆发。林肯通过使这场战争成为一场反对奴隶制的正义战争，而赢得了国内外对联邦的支持。他发表了著名的《解放奴隶宣言》，因此英国和法国站在联邦一边，许多黑人也加入了联邦军队。
In July 1863, the turning point of the war came at Gettysburg. The Union Army defeated the Confederate Army led by General Robert E. Lee. On April 2, 1865, Lee was forced to abandon Richmond, the Confederate capital. A week later, he surrendered to General Grant of the Union Army, and all other Confederate forces soon surrendered. 5 days later, Lincoln was shot dead by an actor as well as a spy, John Wilkes Booth, who was in favor of the South.
1863年7月，战争的转折点发生在 Gettysburg, 格里斯堡。北方军队击败了罗伯特·李将军领导的南方联盟军队。1865年4月2日，罗伯特·李将军被迫放弃了南方联盟军的首都李士满。一周后，他向北方军队的格兰特将军投降，而所有其他的南方联盟军队也很快投降了。五天后，林肯被演员，同时也是支持南方的间谍 John Wilkes Booth 约翰·威尔克斯·布斯枪杀。
The war resolved two fundamental issues. The slavery system was completely abolished.At the same time, it swept the obstacles to the development of U.S. capitalist production.
战争解决了两个基本问题，奴隶制被彻底废除，并且同时也扫除了美国资本主义生产发展的障碍。